Record.
Okay, so what we wanted to do today is the next sugya in the Gemara, but there it has a number of parts to it. What we're going to do today is mainly looking at using Zochin L'Adam Shlo B'Fanav to conduct or to create a Chalos of a Kiddushin. That's basically where I'm going to be focusing, although anything that's relevant I'm willing, more than willing to do. So the Gemara you guys read, right? So they were, you know, two guys were drinking underneath this, drinking underneath this willow tree in Bavel, right? So let's get married, your daughter and my to my son. So then Ravina commented on this case. So that's talking about what we had before. Right? That even according to Rav and Shmuel, who hold that we worry about whether the father was Nisratz or not, we had all the different Rishonim to explain how that would work according to Rav and Shmuel. But we never say Shem and Nisratz Ben. That we don't worry about. And Rashi explains why. Because the Ben is going to be more, you know, medayek into who he's going to marry. Dayek v'nosiv, as he says. Right? So then the Gemara raises a few issues. Maybe he made a mishliach, it says lochatze finish. Then it says maybe he was artse kameh, and that has a few different perushim. Right, and so at the end, Rav Shimi says that Ravina said beferush that he does not hold like Rav and Shmuel. Okay, so then you have Rashi here, right? And so the main Rashis that we have to see are where Rashi says afilu leman da amar, right? The bashin iskatsha shalola das avia shemin isratza av amrinan, according to that view of Rav and Shmuel, shemin isratza ben bekidushin shikidish lo av shalomidato lo amrinan. We don't say that. We don't say Shemen Isratz. We're not chayish for Isratzus. The Dilma, then we'll skip to the next Rashi. The Dilma Artsuye Artsi Ben Kame Av. So Rashi explains that it's the son who was Nisratz, if you like, before the father. The Gilalodato Shehu Chafetz Bo. Right? And he told the father before everything happened that he was interested in this marrying this woman. So then the father, according to the way Rashi puts it, becomes a Shliach Me'elov without an official appointment, without a Minoi. The Zochin L'Adam Shlo B'Fanav, and that it's a din of Zochin. Right?
So it sounds one's totally on the other, according to Rashi.
What does that mean?
In order to be Zochin L'Adam Shlo, he has to be a Shliach. I mean, if I'm not a Shliach.
Yes.
And therefore, it can be Zochin.
Yes, it's Rashi for you that Zochin is some form works through Shlichus.
Right, but without the Shlichus, you can't do Zochin.
Right, or the Zochin is a form of Shlichus, right.
Well, if Zochin is a form of Shlichus, then just say Zochin Shalom and Shalom. The fact that he says he made him a Shliach, and therefore, and he says, right?
I think that's what the ve is, right? Is that
you're saying?
Is that he became a shlich me'elov and he can now go do zechiah without having to be told specifically that he's going to do that? But anyway, I hear what you're saying. It's a good point. And then beferush it says that shamati mimenu the lo savalei kiravu Shmuel that Ravina said, right? That we'll go with Nisrat Shatz. The amichoshin shem Nisratzav. They worry that maybe Nisratzav. The kol shekain l'shem asoa ben shlech. We for sure don't worry about that. Elin kain shamanu. So Rashi here says that if we did hear that the ben was Nisratzav, or certainly if you heard that he made him a shliach, right, or that the father was Nisratzav, then it would work. So it seems to be, if you look at the Rashis, and we talk about each one of these assumptions, but it seems to be, the Rashi holds, put it out in points, that even according to Ravina, if Nisratza had been after the fact, the Kiddushin is Chal. Right? And the Rashba says so explicitly, if you read here, according to Rashi. The second point that we have to ask now is, if that's true, that if the Ben is Nisratza, that the Kiddushin is Chal, even after the fact, not just before, but even after the fact, which is different than what you were saying. Mm-hmm. So you're trying to be Medayek and Rashi, that only in the case of Artsuye Artse, but the Rashba here is saying that it's even in the case of before, which I think is true in Rashi. So according to Rashi, how is it chal? So we'll see ahead when we read the Ramban. The Ramban clearly holds that it works through Zachon L'Adam Shelo B'Fanav. And that's exactly the same approach that the Ramban took in Ketana Shinskan Shelo Dasavia. That how does the father's Hisratzus work to have a Kiddushin occur? L'mafreya. So it works through Zachon L'Adam Shelo B'Fanav. So he holds that. The Ramban holds it, and also we saw that it was the Shita of the Rav. Okay? Right? And the fact is that, now again, we can't be sure what Rashi holds in the case of Nisratzeb, and he doesn't discuss it specifically. The Rashba says that he would hold that it works through Zochin, and what I was able to find is that Rashi's Rebbe says the same thing. So here you have a quote from the Sefer Parnas HaGadol. So this is a Shaila with the longest honorific that I've ever seen in my whole life in the answer. All this is honorific, right? Rav Nosson ben Machir, Rav Nosson HaMachiri, he was a student, Yatamid Chover of Rashi. He was the grandson, apparently, of Rav Yitzchak Rebbe Yehuda, who was Rashi's later Rebbe, right? And he asked the question, here it says, Sha'alti, Katan ben Yud, or ben Yud Aleph, Shekidish lo Aviv Isha be'edim, right? Im Yimanu, Tzorach get up, and then he Shvashigar min Vermaisa, so from Worms he sent him, it's a whole long honorific, and then he gives the answer where I put the arrow. Apal piken, Bavonaseno Tzricha get, he says that she needs a get. Ki matzino b'chol ha-Torah kula shezochin la'adam shelo b'fanav. V'zeh goli haschus lo la'adam shemekadosh lo isha hogenes. Right? And so he holds that again, that you can create the kiddushin through zochin la'adam shelo b'fanav. The Ma'arik quotes this tshuva, so that we don't have to read inside, he just quotes that tshuva, that's where I found it originally, and then I was able to kind of take it back to find it in Sefer Apartes. Now, we had asked the question before, does Rashi endorse such a thing? Does Rashi hold that even in the case of Nisratza ben afterwards, that it would work through Zachin? And also, does he hold in the case of the father, where the father accepted, was Nisratza, in the case of Tashlach Shalabia, does he hold that it works through Zachin Ladam Shalabafanav? So there we said that based on the fact that Rashi says it's a Kiddusha Lemafreya, right, we did accept the idea that Rashi holds, like the Ran and like the Ramban, that it works through Zachin. Right? But obviously there were other possibilities there. He could have held like the Rid also held its Kiddusha L'Mafreya, but not because of Zachin, or the Rashba also, although the Rashba holds that it was a Kiddusha L'Mafreya, so he couldn't really actually hold like the Rashba. Right? So then the third point is when he says Vidilma Artsuye Artse, it means that the Hisratzus occurred, like you pointed out, before the Masa Kiddushin, and here also the Kiddushin is Chal, right? And here in this latter case, he says that the mechanism by which it works is Zachav Adam Shalom B'Fanav. So without getting too much now into the details of all the Rashis, we just want to point out that regardless of how we understand the Sheet of Rashi, it's clear that at least in some cases, he holds that Kiddushin can be created by the mechanism of Zachav Adam Shalom B'Fanav, right? So then we want to look at now what are the problems with Rashi Shita. So the first one is kind of a technical problem.
Just go back a sec.
Sure.
So is Rashi's learning the sugi here, and I was, when they presented their Vidilma this, Vidilma that, mm-hmm. It was Rashi saying, what was the case? It was saying, if that had been the case, then it would be such, right? Or is he saying, should we be chayshish for that case?
Chayshish is what he's saying.
You know, so should we be chayshish that this is the case?
But if it's such, it's true. That's
and, but, right. No. So I think like the first makes a little more, because here you can ask a woman, did you talk about this before or not? And Shemini Shrata, then you can change your mind. You know, I mean, that's not clear.
Uh-huh.
Or the case of Shemini Shrata. But here it seems to be, which I think supports more of a, they're saying, okay, fine, you want to pass it, this is the case. But what if X? What if it was RCRC?
Right.
And then I think if you frame it that way, I think Rashi, I think it reads in the sugi a little better that way.
Right. I agree. And the way, right. I mean, the two cases of the shliach, and did he make a mishlech, and did he use zachin, that's clear what's going on. The Gemara says that it rejects it because of chutzpah, so they're looking for a case of shlichus without chutzpah. Right. So it has to be an unappointed shliach. Right? You know what I'm saying? So that has to go through Zachar. But what you're saying is true. But, you know, it's, I mean, it's all good. I think that there's more, much more to say on what exactly Rashi's sheet and understanding the Gemara particularly is. I just kind of want to get to the, that he uses Zachar to create a Kiddushin. Right, and to go more into that, even though the first part is interesting, it's just that I don't know that we can necessarily get out of it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to figure it out. So the sheet of Rashi. So the first thing is a technical issue, right? That we have a klal, ein chavin lolodim shlo b'fanav, right? And kiddushin could certainly be seen as a davar shebechova. The Reed brings one point, it's Osro al Krovav. The Ramban brings another point, which he says at the beginning, right, where he says here, Ve'ika de Kashalei, Hodamir, from our Gemara, Vinyan Kiddushin Choshishim, and Satsa Ben Larmin, Vamai, Why, Aphilus Ratza, Nami Harein, Chavalo, the Mishlobo Fun of the Kiddushin is a Chov. The Chovalo Shemishai of Lobisher Ksus Fun, it creates some monetary and other kinds of obligations.
All of them, except for no, it really is, really I can say is not, because the answer that it's going to happen anyway, meaning if you want to.
That's what he says at the end.
Right. Like, the only one really that applies to is, it's not Sharksus and it's not us the Krova, because A, who said maybe somebody else is Krova, and maybe she doesn't have any.
Mm-hmm.
Two, she can make it tonight and I'm not going to be responsible for. So there's only really that last one that, that it really is applicable to. So it's going to be, that Krova is going to apply to no matter
which one.
Or not.
Right. And the Rashva brings another point also that he's not going to get any other offers to get married, you know what I'm saying? And it could be that he doesn't want that particular woman and so on. You know, so anyway, there's a few ways to look at it as chov. So here we see that the Ramban gave three answers basically. The first one is that he is what he's saying is that by Zachin, what's chov and what's chus is a subjective standard, right? That's the first thing that he's saying, that it's a subjective standard, that if the guy feels that it's a schus, then it's a schus. He feels that he doesn't feel that it's a chov, then it's fine. The Ramban rejects that and says no, because it's not a subjective standard. The Ramban feels that it has to be an objective standard, and the way he explains the case is that you have a difference between chov, gamur, and a schus that has some chov in it, right? That it's an objective standard, it's just you don't need it to be a complete schus in order for Zachal Shalom even if there's some element of chova, but the general context is one of schus that it operates. The third answer that he brings here, if you guys saw it, is that the idea that the father, right, when your father makes kiddushin for you, or in the case of the daughter, when your daughter tells you who it is that she wants to marry, that there's a greater undina there, that this is something that you're for. This is something that you want. This is something that would be a place where Zachin Lodim Shlo B'Fanav would apply. So you could take either one of the three answers, you know, here. Rashi seems to say that once you're Megala, that something is a chov for you, I mean a schus for you, that it's a schus and Zachin Lodim Shlo B'Fanav could operate. If he exactly means something like this objective standard, or he just means that it's a schus that has some chov to it and so on, that I can't tell you. I don't know if anybody has any ideas about that. But like I say, that's a surface issue, and it's pretty easily dealt with, it seems like to me, in the Ramban. So the real point now is that the Riyah Zaken, right, which I could only get on this kind of PDF type file, so he's really raising a more fundamental problem with the sheet of Rashi. And he's asking, not just is something technical, like is Kiddushin a Chov or is Kiddushin a Schus? He's asking at the core, does Zaken have the ability, does that vehicle have the ability to create a Chalos of a Kiddushin or not? So if you guys read the Riyah Zaken inside, we're going to skip the first part. I think all that you see in the first part, if you read it carefully, is that the sheet that we saw, according to the Rid, as to how to explain the Gemara of Ketana Sheskatsha Shalol Das Avia, that it works through the fact that since all that's required of the father, and here it would be also true of the Ben, is a Hisratsus, is a Nechusa, because all of the das that's needed is provided by someone else. In the case of Ketana Sheskatsha Shalol Das Avia, it's provided by the by the Baal, right? You know what I'm saying? In this particular connection, it's provided by the Baal, but the part of the son, that's needed for the son, is provided by the father. And all that you need is a hisratzus of the ben, so it's lechusa, and therefore it comes on to the idea of yishalomidas. And according to those who hold it, yishalomidas works, is good, then you can have nechusa that kind of goes backwards in time. So all you see in that first part of the Riyazak and if you read is that he is saying the exact same thing as the Rit. He's just applying it to our case. If you look further in the Rit, I don't know if I gave him the footnotes, if I gave him the Bakoros, the whole Rit. If you look at the Rit, he's doing the same thing. The Rit is taking his Shita and applying it to the case of Shem and Isratza HaBed. Right? That's all that's going on there. Now it's really, the Riyazakin is older than the Riyazakin is older than the Rid, so it's the reverse. It's the Rid is following in the Riyazakin. So they have the same sheet as to how to understand Ketanishes Gatshishol the Sabia. Right, that's the first part. What we're concerned about is the second part, and in the second part we'll read inside where I put the arrow. Right, he says like this: Mar, that's Ravina, Lo Sfira Le Lahod the Rav Shmuel does not hold like Rav Shmuel. The Amri, what do they hold? What does Rav Shmuel? Sha'af al pi shalo yoda ha'av shekibla bitu kiddusha, that even though the father did not know that his daughter got kiddushin, im nisratza kisheshama have a kiddushin. Right, if he's nisratza when he heard, then it's a kiddushin. The ledidhu, according to Rav Shmuel, hachanami im nisratza haben kisheshama have a kiddushin. Right, it's the same thing. Ravina Sfirale, the Hoil Ubishas Kiddushin Lo Yadi, Ravina holds it since at the time of Kiddush they didn't know, either because he holds that you need active Das, not that Nechusa.
Right. The key players here.
100%, the father or the son, depending on the case, right? Davar, Ritzu Dachar Masa left Plumu, is nothing. Rav Shlomo, so they're talking about Rashi, Pirish Mar de lo Savrla, the Kolsha came to lo Chashinin Shema so Shliach Elim came Shemanu. So he's quoting this part where Rashi says we don't worry about these things unless we know for sure that they're going to that they occur. Upirish Rav Shlomo vidgirsa so ainu makubal. So he says his perish and the girsa that he has which he discussed earlier is not makubal. The chima hoil be ritzuyav. What good does the ritzuy after the fact do? Im lo so Shliach beber. If he doesn't formally appoint the Mishliach. The Bishlam Agabe.
Lechachilo, before he goes.
Yeah. The Bishlam Agabe Mamon by Mamon Hakol Toli Badas Hanosein. Everything there by a Sus by Matana, a Zechia by Matana, all the Das is provided by the Nosein. Vein Bimakabel or Ein Hamakabel Elo Liskos Bimatana. All he has to do is accept it. Vimlo yiskelo, right? Vimyiskelo acher zocha b'matana hamekabel, right? So someone else can also fill in for him and provide the schus in something that's b'mamon. There where it's only problems of das, so you have the das anosein. The zocha l'adam shlo b'fanav through zechia. Of agave kiddushin, but kiddushin is different than that. It's different than a regular kinyan. He, either himself or the shliach, has to say things that create a kinyan, right? That's maknet, niknet, the isha. Vitamo, the echan mekadesh isha la'acher. So how is it possible, and if it's true, that the Baal himself has to say things that create the chalos of a kiddushin, that acquire, if you like, the woman for an isha, how can you have a shliach then do it? How can you have anybody do it? Why? The shulchan shalom kabbalah. Because there's a special din that the shliach gets the level, gets the power of kemoso. It's like the Baal himself did it. If he didn't make him a shliach, what good would it do? So the Riyaz Zakim here is saying something now more fundamental. He's saying Zakim can't create the Chalos Kiddushin because it can't achieve this issue of Tzarech Shiyomar Dvarim Shiyikne Behem Aisha. Right? Okay, so that's...
And of course, according to Riyaz Zakim, it really makes no difference because this is the Av. I was like, the last chapter of the Ramban, it made a difference that it was the Av.
That is correct.
But like Tzarech Riyaz Zakim, the reason why is because that was Mahali having rice. That adds nothing. It could have been two stabbed people on the street. I'm catching somebody else.
Right. He does not hold from that. But what
even
I'm getting
if you in this Ratzon, even if all that you would
stay. Right.
It doesn't matter who it is.
Right. He's saying the Zochin, he's saying it totally. So here you have a machlokas between Rashi and Rashi's Revi, you know, and other Rishonim who hold that Zochin can create a Kiddush, but at least you have Rashi and Rashi's Revi.
Right. And the machlokas,
versus
right.
the Riyah Zochin, who's saying that it cannot create a Kiddush. And that's really now what we want to focus on. What is the Yesod of this machlokas? Right? What's the Yesod? Right? So I think that the key, we're on page 5, the key to understanding, are we going so far, right? Okay, so the key to understanding the Agdara of this chilik between Zochin and Shlichus lies in a Kovet Ha'aros that we already saw. So I used it in one direction in one of the first Shiurim, not exactly what he's saying, and now we're going to do the same thing. We're going to take his words and we're going to move in a different direction, but you'll see that the Chidush of Shimon Shkop says exactly what I'm saying, I believe, and also the Birkas Shmuel. So here he says, "V'nira d'yesh shnei minei shlichus." That there's two types of shlichus. Heichad belav hashlichus ein hamasek klum. Right? Kimo b'shliach legaresh. Dein odem megaresh eishes chavero o b'shliach lemkor. So he's saying there's what we call regular shlichus, where there's a samchus, a mesiras koach, a balus that exists over the process, right? And I'm transferring that to the shlichus. We're going to call that regular shlichus. But he says there's another type of shlichus. Hey, could the gufa masa in tzara shlichus? With the gufa masa itself, the masa doesn't need shlichus. You go b'shlichus l'dvar aver. So he uses the example shlichus l'dvar aver because he's not learning like me. I want to say the example he could have used is zochim adam shlo b'fanav. That shlichus he le'inyin shetehei amasa nechshemes al hameshaleach. That the whole purpose of it is that the should be misyaches, should be attributed to the meshaleach. Not that the meshaleach did the maisa. Not that the meshaleach is the baal over the maisa. Simply that maisa is now attributed, its results are attributed back to me. So if you take this idea of these two types of shlichus, then here I believe you have an understanding of what Riyah Zochin is talking about. Zochin parallels this second type of shlichus that the Kovet Tzaros is talking about, right? It's a shlichus it's a hisyachsus of the maises totsos to the meshaleach. It's not the kind of shlichus we were dealing with in our first few shiurim, where you have bailus, right, and some chus over the process. The we're not going to read the Rav Shimon Shkop inside, but you can read it. He's saying basically the same thing as I'm saying. And look at the Birkas Shmuel, right? So the Birkas Shmuel says, "V'hinei lahazbir mahu shlichus, so mahu shlichus shel zachir." So again, he's saying there's two types of shlichus. This is following the idea of the graph. That even those who say that zechi is lav mitam shlichus, it's still a form of shlichus. Right? According to the Grach, when we say that shlichus is that zechi is mitam shlichus, then we're saying it works like regular shlichus. When we say zechi lav mitam shlichus, all we're saying is that it's a new form, a unique form of Torah ordained shlichus. That's the sheet of the Grach. We don't have to so much get into it. But the Birkas Shmuel is quoting that. He says, "Lo shamati pi v'nira," and he explains the b'chol kinyan hot sorich das balim. In every kinyan, you need das balim. V'im kein le'inyan im meaning that you have a cheftza, you have a standing, you have an ability to attribute this maisa to the balim, the mahani lechalos kinyan, that's enough for a kinyan to be chal. Shapir armin daidin zchia yesh kan shapir din das shel balim. That's enough, meaning that level of das, a passive level of das, right? That we can say that it's the das of that bal that shzochin can give you. But to say that it's mamish das balim, what I'm going to call active das balim, a creative das balim, the dado kedato, the das of the shlech is like the das of the baal, the yodo kiyodo, and his hand is like his hand. What we call shlichus in that model that I tried to create, that you have bailus and balim, that it gives you both, right? The yocho laso safilu b'midi dechov, that even in something that's a chov that can operate, zo dafka ide shlichus mamish. Right? So you're seeing here we have this differential. Right? Shlichus, right? I wrote it clearly, I hope, in a note, provides active balus, right? Mesiras koach. It transfers authority. It gives das balim mamish, like he says. Right? You're acting on the authority of the meshalech and you have his samchus. And additionally, the Torah also gives you his yachsus ha-maisa, that we attribute the actual maisa to you. to the Mishaleach. Zaken, though, even if we view it as a form of shlichus, here it doesn't really matter. We're going to just take the Graf's approach that it's a form of shlichus. Shetehei hamasi nechsheves ala Mishaleach. It provides his yachsus of the totsa only. It creates only, right, a bailus in the sense of a passive hisyachsut. Did you have de facto ownership, or what I think the Birch HaShemuel means by a cheftz of das balin, right? And that explains nicely where the Riyaz Zaken is coming from. Kiddushin requires more than that, and that Zaken can't provide. Kiddushin requires that you need the maise balin, right, or you need balus in order to be able to create it. Something you need to create it, but that Zaken can't provide you. Just to have hisyachsus of the totsa, that's not enough to be able to create a kiddush. It can create a kinyan on a matana and all that kind of stuff, but not this.
In general, with the rason up zechiyah to shlichus afterwards, meaning, would we say, forget about kiddushin where you perhaps you need the maisa at the time, but in general, with the fact that you have later the rotzon on the bow, up the zechiyah to shlichus, love of shlichus, I'm afraid.
No, because we said that even there that you need the rotzon is only to make sure that we can say that it's zochin. The zochin works without all that.
So, what is...
Right, that's what the Ran said, if you remember that from the year before. The Ran said, so why do you need to ask the guy? It doesn't matter, it works through Zaken. He said, only because, since it could potentially be a Chov here, we have to know that he doesn't view it as a Chov. Right?
So is...
Because you can't force Zaken on somebody.
So forget forcing Zaken. So what is the Pshat in Zaken? Zaken is, if there is a Schus here, mm-hmm. however we're going to define it, objectively, subjectively, whatever it is, right? Then we have an umdana that he would have made him a shliach.
Oh, we're going to get to that.
Okay.
So I think that's the core of the machlokas here. How does Zaken work? Now we got into the Riyaz Zaken is saying Zaken can't do kiddushin, and I'm showing you why. Rashi says Zaken can do kiddushin. We haven't discussed why. But the why is going to go in one of two ways. Either that they differ on what kiddushin is. That's for another shir.
Okay.
That's for next time.
Okay.
That's all this.
Because that's usually what Taz Riyaz Zaken is saying. So since you don't have the Bali Dover here,
yeah,
you can't work.
Right. So Rashi might disagree with that point and say you don't need the Bali Dover here. That's one possibility. And that we'll discuss. That's the Lahoros Nosson that I showed you, so we're not going to get to that today. So that's in the next shir. The next shir is going to be Amira B'Kiddushin, which is essentially the point you're making. Now, because you have two assumptions here. An assumption about Zochin, and an assumption about Kiddushin. So the Machlokas is going to revolve around one of two points. Holding Kiddushin as the non-variable, they both agree on that, and then Zochin is the variable, or the reverse. So this year is going to be holding Kiddushin steady. They both agree that the Baal has to say things that is Nikna the Isha. And where they differ is on what is Zochin. Next time we'll see whether we could do the reverse. Say maybe they both agree on a theory of Zochin, whatever that'll be, but they differ on Amira B'Kiddushin.
So what I was just saying, that Rashi Batsim agrees to the Taisri HaZochin that you need both of the Bali Dover here to have the Amira.
At this point,
Rashi, therefore Rashi holds that Zaken works, that it makes him into his Shliach. It's that umdana type of thing where it makes him into the Bali Dover.
That's going to be my first, it's beautiful what you're just doing. That's going to be my first assumption, and that's really, I'll tell you how the shear developed over time, was that was going to be the shear. But I realize that's wrong, and I'm going to go further and show the exact opposite to be true, and you'll see that it works out, I think.
Okay,
but it's good, it's excellent. So the question now we have to deal with is, according to the Riyaz Zaken, what aspect of Shlichus, though, is missing, right, in trying to create a Kiddushin? So if we remember back to our theory, or at least my theory of Kiddushin, that was based on the Graf, that you had this balus, mesiras koach, chalus oriented. It could provide das, understood here to mean the capacity to transform, to create a chalus, right? And that the shliach required, right, das, but didn't necessarily require a formal minui. That was the second shir that we had, right? And if you get that, you must get to there first. Without that, you cannot talk about shlichus. There's nothing to discuss in shlichus. Then you have Baalim. Balim is Yad Arichto, an extension, however you want to view it. It's related to the Maisa, and it's Misyach, it's the actual Maisa of the Mishaleach to the Shliach, right? And there we saw it required a definite Minui and so on and so on and so forth. That model, if we're going to keep working with it, what aspect of Shlichus is needed for Kiddushin that Zachin can't provide? So, here's what I want to do. I want to say, Lekulei Alma, they all agree that Kiddushin is not an ordinary Kenyan, right? They all agree to that. Kiddushin requires that Hu Tzorich Sheyomar Dvarim Shikabahem Isha, an expression of active balus of Samchus. I want to say that with the issue now revolves around, it's something like you were trying to say, around the question of balus, right? Right.
Yeah, right.
That's the das of the Baal himself, and we could explain Rashi that way. So if we look at the with the Ktzos nicely, the Ktzos that I showed you gives three options for how to understand the underpinnings of Zechiah. One, he says, is that Zechiah is midin shlichus. And how does it work? Like you said, anan sahadi, got this from the Rishonim, the Ovid leishliach. It's a presumed minui, meaning there is minui here. It works like shlichus. What happened to the minui? What happened to the appointment? That's presumed to be true. Okay, that's one way of looking at Zechiah. We have that? The second way he talks about is that Zechiah lav mitora shlichus, he says, works by yad. So we're going to just throw that right out the thing. No Rishonim say it, he says it, and we're not going to deal with it. We're going to follow the Grach, who holds that this other theory that the Ktzos gives for Zechiah mitora shlichus, that it's Xeris HaKosov, it opera, it's Shlichus, that works differently than regular Shlichus. Okay? So, he says, the Ktzos, that that's two possibilities within Tzchiyah Mitam Shlichus. What the Grach explains is that that's the machlokus of whether Tzchiyah is Mitam Shlichus or not. Is it regular Shlichus with a presumed Minui, or is it a unique thing, right? Is it a unique type of shlichus? Okay, so now I want to do exactly what you were trying to say. You know, it's like everybody's working all day. Me too, right? So get out, right? But let's try to get this point because it's important. So this is what you were trying to say. That now let's look at the simple way to approach our problem. Rashi holds that zechiyas mitam shlichus through anan sahade, meaning that Rashi is saying that zechiyah is shlichus essentially. The difference between regular shlichus and zechiyah is that zechiyah has a presumed minui, an umdenov minui, and in shlichus you have a regular minui. But zechiyah gives you everything that shlichus gives you. You need das balim, you got it. You need active das balim, you got it. You need yadabal, you got it. Everything is there. And we can prove this perhaps from Rashi, right? We look on page 8. Rashi in fact says, we won't read the whole things inside, it's different cases in the Gemara. Right? That zochin, this could be read to mean, that zochin works because of anan sahadi, that there was a mini shlichus here. Again, Rashi bav Mitzia, Gabi Matana Dushusalo, Zochalom Shobofanim, Vishalomi Dato, the Anan Sahadi Dinechal Ishtevi Shlucho. Right? That was explained by the Grach, which we talked about already. Right? This Anan Sahade view of Zechiyah Mitam Shlichus most closely parallels regular Shlichus. So I'm not going to read it inside. If you read the Birkat Shmuel, it's clear. He says that of the two types now of Zechiyah, of ways of looking at Zechiyah, both of them are that they're mitam shlichus, even though one of them is called labitam shlichus. It means to say it's not mamish shlichus, it's a unique form of shlichus, that the anan sahade view, the idea that there's a presumed minui, right? That there's a presumed minui, that is the one that parallels most closely shlichus. Okay? So now the question is, what does the Riyaz Zakin hold according to that?
And exactly. According to this, the whole, however you're going to define shlichus,
right.
That's just going to affect whether you can get off the ground.
Right.
Makes it,
perfect.
However you want to define it, once you can say it's a schus, then the anan sahadi is there.
That's perfect.
So according to Rashi,
that's why I separated. The first thing was technical problems. So that we get around with technical answers. There's no lum de shapur.
Right. It's all technical.
Right.
So that's why. So when Rashi says elyon kin shamanu, right, what's that referring to? You know, that seems to be referring to the cases in both cases.
Yes.
I think you're trying to, if we heard that he was
Arsuya. All three cases, even the father we're talking about.
Right, even the father, but in Arsuya, you know, it's either one.
Right.
So when if it's a sol shliach, I'm sorry. So it was nisratza, right? A second.
Take your time.
So in the case of the first case, we said so maybe made a shliach. Now, Alev Gitchaman means it's hard, even if there had been no prior conversation.
That is correct.
Right. And we Shaman was the Ben Nisrat.
Correct.
So that's what? So then that works as a Gilu the Mafreya that.
Correct.
That it was a Schut, right. And Mamela it.
Right.
It falls, so now we can fall into regular Shlevis.
Right. So now.
So, you don't have a Kedushin the Mafreya. When you say it's working the Mafreya in that case, it's not really that it's working. It's not that the Ritzui now causes the
No.
Now
everything happened then.
Everything happened then. It's only a Gilui Milta.
Correct.
So it's not creating this new Lamafre.
No. That's what the Rit is saying. That's Rashi not saying. And the Riazakin holds like the Rit, and now it's all coming together. Right. Exactly. So now, what does the Riazakin hold? The Rit holds that, exactly like we said, Zakin is purely his yachsus of totzel samase, right? Either he holds that zochin is lav mitam shlichus, or he holds that other way in the grak that it's mitam shlichus, but it's the own unique form of shlichus. And what does it do? It does what those other achronim say. It can't make a kiddushim, right? Zochi is either not mitam shlichus, or it's, I wrote here, but not mitam. It could either be or mitam, but it works its own way. It's a passive his yachsus. It just creates an idea that you have the das ba heftz of the balam, meaning that the chefs of the das baal, meaning you can attribute to the baal the maisa of the zoicha, right, of the mezakeh. So, okay, so I wanted to end the shiur here. That was going to be it. Let's go home. The problem is, I wanted to go a little bit deeper and say, do they really hold these things? I mean, okay, we're saying that. Rashi looks pretty clear, right. But there's a problem. And that's what I showed you in the Ketzos. The Ketzos raises a whole question on this issue. So I don't know if you guys got to read the Ketzos inside, but I'll speak it out. It's a very important Ketzos of my opinion. Does Rashi really hold, right, that Zachim Yad Mishal Bafanav works through presumed shlichus, and it's a form, really, just shlichus mamish with the presumption? Does he really hold that? So the Ketzos says no. And the Ketzos, right, the Ketzos said, now, actually, I put a little piece in here that before we start, and this I'll speak out, because you would raise it, so I'm bringing it in, and we're not going to have a shiur on it. That Kiddush Midas Arev, but put this to the side for a second. Kiddush Midas Midin Arev. So there, how does it work according to Rashi? Right? A guy walks up and says, marry that guy with the money that I give you. So it looks like
Evikanani.
Did I mean to say you're right? Works for Evikanani, that it works in a setup that looks exactly like Zochin, right? And Rashi seems to say, Vuhu Shlucho, that you require real shlichus there. We just got through saying that Rashi holds that Zochin can effectuate a kiddushin.
Right,
so what is he saying here, Vuhu Shlucho? The Rashba asked this question. Well, you could read it inside later. The Rashba asked this very question. It says, Lomar she'im lo aso shlich enu b'kudesh es hafilu nisratzel of asof. It's mashma here from Rashi that Zochin cannot create a kiddushin. So what's the answer? I think very simple. That once we hold that Rashi holds that Zochin is mitam shlichus, and right now we're saying that he holds that it's anan sahadeh and it's mamish shlichus, then that's what he's talking about. When Rashi says v'hu shlucho, he means v'hu shlucho because of the din of Zochin l'odim shlo b'fanav. And the Gemara is not coming to teach us. The din of the Kanani doesn't teach us Zochin. That we know already. It's teaching us... Go ahead.
So then why by us here does Rashi say both?
I don't think he's saying both.
He does say both.
No, he says he becomes a shliach me'elov, and now he can operate Zochin l'odim shlo b'fanav. Once we know that it's Ritzui. We have to know first that it's that he's.
But why did he just say that he becomes a shliach me'elov? I'm saying just leave it like that. That's what he did over by the sugya on Dav Zayin. Just says shlichus. He didn't say because Zochin shlo. Just says shlichus. So just say the same thing.
No, so that's not a question there. So I would say it's the reverse. You're raising a question on my parish here.
So it's a question here.
The fact that he explains himself there is fine.
Right.
What you're saying is why does he mention Zochin here?
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm saying that because otherwise it comes out that he's contradicting himself. So I'm trying to give an answer to
right,
that.
So
right. I'm imputing here that when he says Midin Shlucho, it's because he holds that Zochin is Mitam Shlucho.
Okay, whichever way you want to... Okay, you want to ask the question?
Right. No, that I accept. That I'm imputing here the Din Zochin Lodim Shlucho B'Fanav.
It seems that forces... It's a little bit of a dog to read that to Rashi there, because Rashi seems like
Right, that's the chiddush.
You know, the el shemekatzim mishalei means he's that, you know, he's a shliach, but he's using his own money.
That's the chiddush. So the fact that he's shlucho is not a chiddush. That's the chiddush. The chiddush is that you can be makadosh someone with your own money. Why would you need with somebody else's money? Why would you need your own money? That has to do again, I think, with amir b'kiddush and all this kind of business. Right, but he says that clearly. He says, "Ve'af agav b'mamona lav shel mishaleichu." He's saying that's the chiddush of the Gemara. The chiddush of the Gemara is not teaching you anything about shlichus, if it's shlichus that he means, and even if I'm right that it means shlichus as zochin,
right.
It's not teaching you that. That we know from wherever the makaros of shlichus and the makaros of zochin are. The Gemara is only teaching you one thing here, and that is that you could use someone else's mamon to effectuate a kiddushin. See, according to the Ramban, for instance, there on Arv, I'm going to get off of Din Eved Kanani. There, he holds that you can effectuate a kedushin without a ma'isa kedushin. That's what the Ramban holds. Rashi clearly does not hold that. Going back to the point that you were making before, Rashi, you need a ma'isa, and the only question is whose mamon can you use, and how do you get that ma'isa? Either through shlichus, like the way you're learning it, or I'm trying to answer up this question of the Rashba by saying that Rashi meant shlichus that is zochin. But I want to move away from there.
I just think you answer the Gemara Sugya where it talks about by the Ketanim, by the splitting of the land, where we use that Petrubus, but the Gemara presents Zachan Adishalab Bechonov when it's clear to say the Shlichus and where they have Rashi in that Sugya, where he mentions both.
What do you mean? Because he holds, because at the end we're going to see that Rashi holds. Right. According to the Mahalach right now, that Gemara is a problem. But I'm going to turn Rashi around to stop being a problem.
Okay.
Right. That's good. I should have put it in here. Right. But, okay. So what we see here is that Rashi may hold, in fact, that zochin l'adam shelo b'fanav is vitam shlichus, but it's not via nansahadi. That's what the Ketzosis over. The Ketzosis quotes the Gemara where it says that if you're tofis sabal chov, right, you go and a third party goes and takes metaltalin from a bal chov. Or I guess karkatu, but takes something from a baal chov in order to collect another person's debt. So you know what I'm saying? If Reuven owes money to Shimon, right? So Levi goes to Reuven and is toifus, right? So Rashi holds that zochin cannot work there. Zochin doesn't work. A toifus for a baal chov lo kana, but shlichus can work. Right? But shlichus can work. Okay? That's what Rashi holds. I feel, right? And Tosfos holds that even if you made him a shliach, it can't work. Why? Because Rashi, because Tosfos said, what are you talking about? Zechiah is mitam shlichus. Zechiah and shlichus work the same way. Right? Zechiah and shlichus work the same way. And therefore, if zochin can't work, then shlichus should not be able to work. And vice versa, right?
Oh, but if 1 minute, but I thought we were learning Rashi holds that it's an umdana, right?
Right.
So what else? Shlichus works because you're not relying on an umdana anymore. You have a minui, right? No,
right.
Shlichus might not work here because you lost your umdana. You lost your umdana, which created a minui. But shlichus, why should the two be totally zevazet? Why should you only be able to have shlichus in a case where there's shlichus? You know what? You don't have. You know why do we say the schia works? Because the fact that it's a schus tells me we can presume a minui.
Right.
But if there's a chayva, then we can't say schus anymore because we can't make the presumption. But where you have the presumption is not necessary because you had an explicit minui, then why should it be talis up as that?
Why, let's say the guy does it without an explicit minui. Why wouldn't it work out as a schus then?
No, because there's a chav lachem.
So why
does chav lachem knock it out? Well, so what? You know, I presume, right?
Mm-hmm.
The presumption is that you want this money and you don't care. That's cool. What you want? He is chayav the chav, right? So if that's clearly it's not going to work the way we're learning Rashi now,
right?
This is going to have to be a separate case because. Because Tavis Bachar Magash Chav Lachem has nothing, is not, doesn't affect our presumption of what the guy wants.
That's correct. That's what it's supposed to say.
So now we have to change how we learn Zohar in the other case.
Right. We have to learn how Rashi understands. Correct. So I'm willing to go through the whole Ktzos, but we can do that another time, or we could, you know. But the Ktzos asks another Kasha. He asks the Kasha from Abaya, that once you say, Yushalmidas, so the Gemara there, when it talks about sending a shliach for, you know, taking Truma, right? So it rejects the idea there that you can have Shlichus Shalomidas, right? So it seems to say that Shlichus Shalomidas shouldn't work either.
That's a pasuk, though. It says a 10 gamma 10, so you need the das.
What?
It's a pasuk. There's a pasuk. It says gamma 10, a 10 gamma 10, meaning it's because of a pasuk that needs das. Lav dak, the shlichus in general needs das, but by here, by the shumah, needs a das the ba.
Right, no, but what it's saying is that why not just then say that it's the shlichus Shalomidas? I mean, if here you have the das of the Baal, you have the presumed, it's an umdana, that you have the das of the Baal, that's how this is working.
Right, but I'm saying that in the case of Truma, the reason why you fairs need the pointing of a shlech is because of a pasuk, not because it's the general concept. I mean, it could be in general, like you could work shlomidas, you know, air shlomidas, things like that, but here it wouldn't work because there's a pasuk telling us that you need it.
Right, so I'll tell you what he says, and we'll see. Umuchach, he says, L'abaya d'amar yu shlomidas lavi yu, shlichu shlomidas nami lo havi shliach. Af agav, d'lich yoda nechalei, b'kol makom miha lo yoda. That you need the idea up front, right? But atem gam atem is used for shlichus in general. It's a din in shlichus in general. It's not just in truma. Atem gam atem they use to learn shlichus in general in Kiddush. I think his question is good. So that's what he's saying, is that you can't have such a mahalach, is what he's saying. Right? Avalomishum anan sahadi the shlich. So he says that Rashi at the end holds that tzchi is mitam shlichus, but it's not because of anan sahadi. And then he brings nafkaminis between that. I mean, once you take away the idea that you need the Baal to appoint the shlich, then any Baal could do it. It could potentially be a Kohen, could potentially be a Goy, and so on and so forth. Okay? So I think that if you look here, you'll see that there are strong questions against the idea that Rashi holds Anan Sahadi. Now, one of Tosos' strongest questions on Rashi in general is from this case of Yemer Bar Chashu, right? It's from this case of Yemer Bar Chashu. So that's a Gemara in Ksuvis, where some guy owed Yemer Bar Chashu money. He died, and the guy left a boat. And Yemer Bar Chashu went and took the boat, right? And they told him, sent a shliach to take the boat, and Rav Papa told, and Rav Huna told him, you're Tofis Labal Chov, Magum Shechav Bachrini. Rashi just got through saying that a shliach can be Tofis Labal Chov. A shliach can achieve that. And here Rav Papa is telling him, and Rav Huna, that it doesn't work. Okay? And Rashi himself says that shliach Tofis Betatel and Shalova L'Tzorech Baal Chov Lo Kana. So Rashi clearly seems to be contradicting himself. So here the Nesivos gives an answer I think is important. The Nesivos says that in order to have real shlichus, right? E'ef shalisko sachavero mitorah shlichus. You cannot be zoichet through shlichus. Elin kein osa shlichus shalbal amama. Unless you are the shliach of the person who's defined as the bal amama. And that's how he separates the two cases. He says that by the case in Baba Metziah, right? There it's a straightforward loan. So who's the bal amama? The lover or the malver? Who in a halva situation, who has the money?
What?
The lover. But who is the bala? The malva, right? So therefore, in that case, a shliach can, right? The malva has bailus. That's what I'm saying. Real shlichus requires bailus. And as we said in our model of shlichus, you can't talk to me about shlichus until you have bailus. So there you can go and appoint a shliach. But by the boat, right? You know what I'm saying? There he owed him some money, and now the Yisomim own a boat. That boat is not only in the reshus of the Yisomim, it is the property of the Yisomim.
It also be all the fact that in Bamazi is a boat, for example, two people, you know, toifis on a boat, it's, you know, it's a different din than like for an object or like that. I mean, there's all my people in Rashi over there about different items and how you grab it and what the base, you know.
Yeah, but let's just assume you could take it, it's up on the shore, you know. So
it's not an issue of being able to physically pull it or something like that. I think it was the status of the type of, it's a big object, it's not something you can just kind of keep to yourself and putting it in your bag.
Okay, I'm here with the team. So here,
since the case is talking bedafka with a boat,
right?
Maybe it was a case because it was a boat, it might have a different status than if it was like, let's say, a pen or something. You know,
right.
It could be something which is...
But what comes out of all this is what I say is that for Rashi, formal shlichus requires samchus. Rashi's adopting our model. In order to have shlichus, you need to have bialus, right? The ability to have mesiras koach. But zechiah doesn't require that. For zechiah to work, all you need is that a schus gemurah is present, right? So you got what I'm saying? That for, right? But perhaps then what Rashi is really saying is that tzchiyah is a type of shlichus, but it's now not a presumed minui. It's a shlichus without minui. That's what Rashi is saying. The Torah gets rid of the need for minui, right? And either what Rashi is saying is that all you need is that type of shlichus that we call zechiah, which only creates a hisyachsus of the totzah, and he disagrees on what the meaning of a kiddushin is, or, which is what I want to say, is that what Rashi's saying is that zechiah is vitor shlichus, right? That even though you don't have a mesiras koach, you have no mesiras koach here, but yet the Torah gives you yada richta. Right? That what's going on here, according to Rashi, is not anan tzahadi. Rashi rejects that. When we say that tzchiyah works lav mitam shlichus, what it means is that it's a form of shlichus that essentially disconnects our two models. Here, the Torah says, in order so that you can go and be able to be zocha for another person, even though you're not going to be able to have balus here, because there's going to be no mesiras koach, there's going to be no way to have mesiras koach, there's going to be no samchus of the person over the process, yet that second part of shlichus, that you can act as the baalim, that the Torah gives you. It disconnects the two types of shlichus. You get the second type of shlichus. So as opposed to how the Riyaz Zaken learns that tzachiyah is only an attribution of the totzah of the maisa back to the mishaleach. Here, by Farashi, Zaken, which is Xeris HaKosuv, works that baalim part of shlichus is given to you. And therefore it can achieve that level in kiddushin.
So crazy, we've almost created like a third level of shlichus.
Yes.
How come earlier when we started the Chabur, saying we didn't discuss that there might potentially be a third level of according to Rashi, level of shlichus?
Because that's what I'm saying now, is we're turning it around. I'm saying that because at the end, if you hold that Rashi holds that Zochin is like we're saying for the Riyaz Zochin, that it's purely attributional, all it does is it's the Maisa of the Mizake, it's everything of the, and it just passively attributes to the thing, then you're not going to be able to have a Kiddushin if Rashi holds that Kiddushin requires a true Masa Kicho. If Rashi holds that. But assuming that Rashi does hold that, then how does Zochin work for him? So first we tried to say that it works through a non-Sahade. But we see that Rashi doesn't really hold this a non-Sahade view. Therefore, what I want to say is that Rashi in fact holds that Zochin is either Islav Mitorah Shlichus, which according to the graph means it's not like Shlichus, it's a Shlichus of another form. What form is it? That it takes that second piece of Shlichus, that Bibahalim type of Shlichus, that normally you have to access through having baalus. And here the Torah says, we'll take care of the, forget about the baalus, forget it, we forego that, and you can let the baalim part work on its own, and therefore you can affect
the
kiddush.
Can you define the baalim part again?
That it's mamish like the mishaleach stu, kimoso.
I'm going to go back to a question I asked.
The baalim part is that it's kimoso, that it's like the baal himself is doing.
So zechiah here was saying, somehow get to it there,
right.
It does, and now all of a sudden you are
as the Baalim.
I'm going to go back to a question I asked back then. Also, then, because when you presented this idea of Baalus and then Baalim coming afterwards, meaning you need to do Baalus and then you can get to the Baalim,
right.
As opposed to saying they're two separate things, really.
Right.
And they seemingly have similar attributes, but they're really separate. And one is not totally in the other.
Right.
This seemingly would play that very nicely, that they're two separate things.
100%. But it plays nicely with my thing also, because Rashi, that's what I tried to show you, holds that to have shlichus, you need to be Baal HaMamon. That there is no shlichus floating around out there. It's only zechiah is that. Zechiah is that. That I agree. But shlichus itself is not that. See what I'm saying? You see, what you're trying to say then is that there's shlichus A, there's shlichus B, and zechiah is shlichus B. What I'm saying is there's shlichus, and then there's this thing called zechiah that works through shlichus. We're saying the same thing now, basically. Really, we're saying the same thing. All I'm saying is that for real shlichus, you need to go bialus to get
the
bialus.
That was the point that I was just...
Right. But zechiah is exactly that. It's that track without bialus. That's the meaning of zechiah, according to Rashi. That's what I'm trying to say. Right? And then you get that. Now, if we look at the Riyazaki, we'll see the same issue. What did we say was the... What did we try to postulate was the theory of Riyazaki? The Riyazaki holds that Zochin is lav mikam shlichus, or it's special shlichus, but what is it? It's only that the maise of the mizake, not of the... of the person who gets the avid, the pekado, is his yavid.
Right,
exactly. But if you look in the Gemara and Suvis, who is the author of the idea of Anan Sahade? It's the Ri. And Ri is Riyazaki. They're the same person, the Ri of Dampierre. That is the same person. So you look, I mean, here it's clear as a bell, that if you're going to say that when Tosfos invokes the idea, Dishus Hulo, Anan Sahadi Davidli Shliach, that this is a lumpisha point, that Shlichus works for Anan Sahadi, that is the Ri. He says, goes so far to say that a Kotan can't have Shlichus, Zechia Midoraisa, because he can't have Shlichus Midoraisa. It is works like Shlichus. Who's the very author, the only person we know who for sure holds that way? Is the Ri. So we just got through saying the exact opposite of what he himself seems to hold. Right? You know what I'm saying? And here I brought the Birkas Shmuel, we're not going to read in setting. So this, that's what he says. There's two, the Tosfos there gives two tzadim in how to understand a gerus of a katan, right? When the Beis Din does a gerus of a katan. Either they hold that Zechiah is mamish shlichus, and that's the Anan Sahadeh view, it's a presumed minui, or that it's a shlichus mechudeshes. It's a new form of shlichus, operates according to different rules, and in that one, a katan could even access that. But who's the person who holds the Anan Sahadeh view? Is the Riyazakin. There's no getting around that. So it's clear that the Riyazakin holds that Tzchiyah Mitam Shlichus through Anan Sahadeh, through presumed Umdana, right? Through presumed Minui, an Umdana. So how are we going to get out of this one now? Now we turned it around. We turned Rashi around, right? We started out by saying, you know what the Machlokes in Rashi and the Riyazakin is? Rashi holds Anan Sahadeh, therefore it's like real Shlichus, and therefore gets you where you want to go in Kiddushim, even though there's a real Masakicha that needs to be done by the Baal himself. So, Shlichus Rosh Gemozo gets you there, and Zechiah, which is like Shlichus, gets you there too. And the Riyazakin holds the opposite. He holds that either Zochin's Lav Mitam is something different like Yad, or he holds that it's Lav Mitam Shlichus, and it can't get you there because it's only attributional. But now we turned Rashi around, now we're going to turn the Riyazakin.
Now once we have this Tyson Suvus, we have the Riyazakin, so we know his Shita is that it works Mitam. And that's the Hadith. So let's go back to Kedushin. When he read Kedushin, we know Shtei Balador. So it means he learned Shlichus doesn't work in the way.
The Shlichus has to work for Kedushin. He says so. So he's getting to something like you were trying to say. Maybe there's a different, not like the Tzotzera. You're trying to say, well, an Asahadi is not exactly the same as real Shlichus. That's where I'm going. Exactly what you're talking. You guys are all step ahead of me. It's not the point. I just want to get there. So the thing is that the first approach is to say, you know what? There is no such thing as Shlichus through Anan Sahadeh. That's one approach I want to take. You know, all that we're making this big lumdisha point out of Anan Sahadeh, that's not what the Tosfos means. If you look at Rashi, the Ketzos has to say that. How does the Ketzos, who says that Rashi doesn't hold Anan Sahadeh, deal with the two Rashis where he mentions Anan Sahadeh? How does he deal with that? Because if you read the Rashis carefully, all it says there is Anan Sahadeh, that it's noach for him to have the person to be a Shlichus. That's not necessarily a lumdisha statement that it works through Anan Sahadeh.
Right.
All it's saying is that now we know it's a schus for him. That in this question of why isn't it a chover for him in these different cases, it's not a chover, whatever the case is. We know it's not a chover because Anan Sahadeh, then it's not a chover. That's all it's trying to say. That's a big lumdisha point. So maybe the Riyazakin also is not. You look at the Rosh, you could read the same thing in Tim too. That it's not a lumdisha point. So maybe the Riyazakin means it's not a lumdisha point also. The problem is that, you know, the diuk here is the words of the Tosfos. Tosfos does not use the same language as Rashi. Tosfos says, if you look back on page 11, the cave of the schus lo anan sahadeh the other lay shliach. We are not saying, so again, I'm not saying it's wrong. So, but one approach could be that there is no lumdisha point here, and that in fact, Ri does not learn anan sahadeh in the sense that you were trying to say, presume minu and all this kind of thing. All he's saying is, there's zochin, and zochin we know is not a chov because anan sahadeh is not a chov, and it works as his yachsus and end of issue. It can't achieve a kiddushin, we're done.
So how does it work by Ger Katan then?
Go ahead.
How does that work? What do you think? Did it work? The whole Makar for the Divya Ari is by Ger Katan.
Right. Well, now Korban, right. This is
a Megir. Because he writes it. I mean, right. He writes it in
Since
that
you're
case.
Trying to argue that, you're trying to argue, no, it is a law of the Shapoyim, and I'm with you. Because that's the second thing I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm with you. I'm just raising one possible way, and I think it works out in the Tosfos if you see it also. So, but now let's work with the idea, no, it is a umdana. It's a presumed minoi, and it is an umdana that there is a minoi. So it's mamish like shlichus. You have a minoi, a presumed one, and therefore you have baalus, and then you get baalim, and everything carrying forward. But here, remember, in our second shiur, we looked at some of the vicissitudes, some of the problems, not problems, because it's not a problem, some of the, how the model that we have of shlichus, that I'm talking about, of the two types of shlichus, see if you make it your way too separate, it doesn't really matter, how it operates. And we saw that there was a case of an indeterminate minui. If you remember, and I'll just speak it out, that the Gemara in one place says that a person falls in a pit and he says, Kol HaShemayah should write a get le'ishti, he's good. On the other hand, it's shlichus. On the other hand, we saw that if a person's moder hanoah from someone and says, Kol HaRotze Yovel V'Yitrom, that doesn't break the neder, right? That does not violate the neder if the person goes and does it. Right? If a person says Kol HaShomea, seems to make shlichus. You say Kol HaRotze, and you don't have shlichus. Right? That's what it seems is a contradiction. Tosfos asks about the contradiction, and Tosfos gives two answers. The two answers that he gives are one. Both of them are based on the idea that we're dealing with an indeterminate minui here. In the first case, he says that, Kol HaRotze and Kol HaShomea, both of them are indeterminate minuyim, right? What's the difference between them in our model? When you have an indeterminate minui, you can only access baalus. If you read the Tosfos carefully and you see what I wrote here, we had in the previous year, you can only access the baalus type of shlichus, but the yada richto, the baalim type of shlichus, can't be accessed. Gerushin only requires baalus, assuming that the baal doesn't have to do the ksivas again. Gerushin acts is enough. So I have enough of a shlichus. I have baalus. It's enough of a shlichus. But to be over neder, you need actually to act as the baalim, right? You need to act as the baalim. That's what Tosfos is saying. That you need to actually act as the, to do something as the baalim, and that these indeterminate minuyim can't get you. Or Tosfos gave another answer that Kol HaShomea is a real minui. It's 100% minui. It gets you everywhere you want to go, and that's why the Gerushin works. But Kol HaRotze is an indeterminate minui. An indeterminate minui cannot lead to violating a nether because you don't gain the status of being like the Baal. Okay, you can read it here. We had it in the previous year. So here, if we say that Zechiyah, according to the Riyah Zakeh, now we're going to go 180 degrees. If we say according to the Riyah Zakeh, that Zechiyah works on Ansahate, that doesn't create more Shlichus, right? It doesn't make it stronger, make it like regular Shlichus. It's an indeterminate, it's another form of an indeterminate Minui. It's an Umdanova Minui. Right. It's not a real Minui, it's an Umdanova Minui. And therefore, the same thing. Just like, it's more like Kol HaRotze, it's more like a minui of Kol HaRotze rather than a mamish minui. And therefore, it can achieve that level of baalus. So you have baalus over the maise, and you can therefore do something like make a kinyan or anything that requires only baalus, but doesn't require you to do it, like shechitas kodesh, hapesach, or anything like that. It doesn't require you to do it, but something that requires you mamish to do it, and you need shlucho shel adam kemoso. These indeterminate minuyim, as we saw, can't access that, and therefore you cannot have a chalus kiddushin. So it comes out that
as strong as the umdana.
Yes, right. Right. I'm saying umdana is still indeterminate. It's still in the, still not indeterminate.
So artui artui kame.
Right.
Like Tosfos Riyah Zakeh is what?
What?
So what's artui artui kame according to?
According to the Riyah Zakeh, he learns it's Tolyim, which is after the fact.
Okay.
Right. He learns it's after the fact. Very nice. Good point. Excellent point. So now.
No. So he learns that they're. What do you mean it was after the fact?
He learns that Artsui Artse Kamei exactly parallels the case of Ketana Shiskat Shishlul Dasegiyah. It's that the son found out later. Artsui Artse, the Av in front of the bed. After the fact.
And why would that work?
because they hold Rav and Shmuel that Yishol Midas have a Yish, you know, that kind
of. Okay, right, so we have to go with that.
Exactly. Right, and then it's rejected not as. He doesn't reject the according to the Riyaz Zakin, according to the Rid, the Ravina doesn't reject the Umdina of Rav and Shmuel, Chayshinon. They reject the Din. Even if we know it doesn't work. That's what Rashi and them are arguing.
Right.
Exactly. No, very nice. Right. So now, and this idea that the Riyaz Zakin rejects Zechiah to be able to make a Kiddushim, that the Chisara, right, is not just in Baalus, but it's Mamish in Baalim, in the need to have the Baal there, I think is Meduyak in his language. Because if you wanted to say the problem is Baalus, he could have just said that there's no Samchus. He could have used some words that sound like Baalus. But he says, what's the problem? If you read him literally, he says the problem is that you need the Baal to go and to say things that are Makna Disha. He seems to say that the problem is in Maisa, unless you say that that's just the Gil Sabama, but that's for the next year. But the, literally, if you read, if you're Medayak in the read, he doesn't say the problem is one of Baalus. He says the problem of Samchus. He says the problem that Zochin could get you. What it can't get you is, right, Baalim, that you have to be there yourself. The only thing that can get you that you're there yourself is either that you're there yourself or Shil Shom Kabosa. So now we've made a 180 degree turn. We started off again saying that Rashi held Anan Sahadeh, Zochin is close to Shlichus, therefore it makes a Chalus Kiddushin, and the Ri holds that it's just His Yachsus HaMaise, and therefore it can't create a Kiddushin because you need a Masakicha. Now we're reversing it around. Rashi is the one who holds that Shlichus, even though it's mitam Ebe Zochin, even though it's mitam Shlichus, operates that the Torah took the Baalim type of Shlichus, said, don't worry about the Baalus part. The Baalus part, we know you can't have here. But I want you to be able to go and be and benefit another Jew. So I'm letting you have Baalim without Baalus. And that's four, therefore it creates a Kiddushin, because the Maisa of the Mizakeh is considered to be, it's not just a Totsah that's attributed to him, it's the Maisa Mamish that's attributed to him. Whereas Riyaz Zakin is the one who holds that Tzchi is Mitam Shlichus, through Anan Sahadeh, but that doesn't make things better, it makes things worse. Because Anan Sahadeh is another form of this indeterminate Minui, which we saw already clearly in Tosmos. We have an indeterminate Minui, Baalus you can have, so you can go make a Kenyan or something like that, a regular Kenyan, but Baalim, that it should be like you're the node there, that it should be like you're the Mishaleach, that you can never reach. And therefore, you can't make a Kiddushin if a Masakicha is required. That's what I wanted to say. And you guys, you should look it over, because again, we're, you know, that we.